CBS Island World, I'm John Batchelor with David Maxwell of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. We've addressed North Korea and the rumors and the evidence and the satellite images of trade with Russia, testing ICBMs, harassing its neighbors with missile tests, and possibly getting ready for nuclear tests. But South Korea is now under new leadership, and that leadership, in conversations with NATO, are talking about a nuclear umbrella. But what strikes me as new is there's a conversation now in South Korea about becoming a nuclear power. How far advanced is this, David? Because it's in headlines.
Well, there has been quite a bit of talk. There have been surveys among South Korean Korean population in South Korea. Some 76% supposedly have said that they would support their own nuclear weapons. It's not new in that President Park Chung-hee in the 1970s pursued a covert nuclear weapons program, which the United States forced them to stop. And of course, South Korea possesses all the technological and intellectual capability to develop nuclear weapons. It is a peaceful nuclear power. It has 24 nuclear power plants, and it exports nuclear power, particularly to the Middle East and possibly soon to Poland. So it has the nuclear energy technology and know-how, which I'm sure could easily be adapted to develop nuclear weapons if they had enriched uranium fissile material to do that. So it's very possible. And in fact, South Korean nuclear intellectual capacity is far superior to North Korea's. That said, North Korea, I think, welcomes South Korea's talk about developing nuclear weapons. Why? Because it puts pressure on the alliance. The U.S. certainly does not want another country, another nuclear partner in the nuclear club. And so the United States really is opposed to South Korea developing nuclear weapons. Now, this, of course, may drive the U.S. to restation nuclear weapons on the peninsula. But I think what is really important and what we should take away from all this is that the more that North Korea does, the more South Korea becomes concerned with its own defense and is willing to do what is necessary to defend itself. And so while we look at these talks about South Korea developing nuclear weapons in a negative way, we should also look at it as a positive way. South Korea recognizes the threat from the North. Their new white paper calls it the enemy. And they are willing to consider what is necessary to defend themselves. And so I applaud the discussion, but I also think we have to realize what North Korea is trying to do, and that is to drive a wedge in the alliance and create the conditions where South Korea loses trust in the alliance in extended deterrence and has to go its own way, because going its own way will give Kim Jong-un the perceived advantage without the support of the United States.
Tokyo, does Tokyo have an opinion about South Korea becoming a nuclear power?
I'm sure they do, and I'm sure they oppose it. But Japan itself is rearming and is really improving its military capabilities because of its threat from China, as well as Russia to its north. And so both Japan and South Korea are making strong efforts to strengthen their military capabilities. Again, I'm sure that Japan does not want South Korea to go nuclear, as South Korea would not want Japan to go nuclear, but both countries are improving their defenses. And again, this is another example of Kim's failed policy, because he is not driving a wedge in the alliances. In fact, the trilateral cooperation is strengthening with each action that he takes. And China should really wake up to that, because North Korea's actions are really leading to strong ROC-U.S. alliance, strong Japan-U.S. alliance, and strong trilateral cooperation, which is not in China's interests.
David Maxwell for the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, helping me understand this moving story, not only of the possibility of a nuclear weapons test in North Korea in these next days or months, but also the debate in South Korea about becoming a nuclear power. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.